I'm Ty Benoit from Houma, Louisiana. We're gonna play for y'all, all right? Take your love and y'all have never seen me before, that's what I do. So that, if you came for that, good. That's pretty much what you're gonna get. I mean, you're gonna get different versions of that, but it's still gonna be that. Ain't but three of us up here. That's all you're getting. It's Monday. Shit. Who does? Y'all ain't going to work. Some of y'all started before y'all got here. Man, it's full. Good. Wow. Y'all are really listening too? Oh man, this is like a whole new thing. Monday, and everything's full, and everybody's listening. But I know, because this is, you know, the Iron Horse, it's always like this. Okay, I'm going to play songs, songs that maybe y'all want to hear, maybe some of you don't, but it don't matter. That's right. Freebird is definitely not going to come out tonight. That has not been on my agenda for a long time. I mean, maybe when I first started playing guitar, yeah, you had to do it. I grew up in the South. It was a requirement. You gotta do Mustang Sally, Brown Eyed Girl, and Freebird. Or you ain't getting the wedding gig. And Freebird usually went out to the bridegroom. And if you think of the words of that song, it really doesn't fit very well. Y'all just got together and now she wants to be a Freebird. And really, it's appropriate for the man because that's all he really wants to do is Freebird. Because he just got married. He's been waiting for this night for a long time. So that's why they picked that song, you see? Just, y'all didn't figure all of this out. Guess not, okay. That's right, I forget we up north. Yeah. What? At home, that shit would have killed. Especially at the wedding, and I was hard to play. I'll be getting a tip from the father of the bride later on. All right, so I'm not playing Freebird. Anything else? Okay. Some of those are gonna happen right now. About one of those is gonna happen right now. That's the one, right? I'm It's over now. It's in the past. And we said our goodbyes. What went wrong, I'll never know. I guess we had some good times. You tried to explain it. Oh, let me down slow. How I wish I could change it. I can't help it. These feelings just won't let go. When the night closes in and my heartache begins, just remember I'm only guilty. Thank you. say okay, everything's gonna be okay, okay? Okay. See how easy that was? Thank y'all for being here tonight, or today, this afternoon. Usually when the sun's out, I'm playing outside somewhere. So it's always a little weird to have sunlight coming through the door. I feel like they're saying, you gotta leave, it's time to, you know, it's time to go. Usually when that's when I see sunlight at the bar. Shit, it's time to go, the sun's out, oh shit. So I got this urgent feeling like just leave right now because the bounce is gonna kick me out. So you gotta just, y'all just hold me right here. I'm in New England now. And I'm glad y'all told me. Fuck, I've been screwing this up all night. I'm still playing the Midwestern show. Fuck. I was supposed to do the New England show. Why y'all didn't tell me? It's always a New England show. Because y'all got a sense of humor up here, and that's part of the reason why I really do like coming to New England. Because because y'all know how to say fuck you. And I really love that. Because that means you like me. I learned that from Dr. John. So. He tells me all the time, I love you, you motherfucker. And when he says it, it really hits me right here, you know? Damn, he really means it this time. Y'all, we gotta have a sense of humor because it's very hard to be out here right now with what's going on at home, I guarantee you that. And I don't want to talk about it too much because y'all know how fucked up things really are. And if you really want to know more, you can talk to me later because we got a lot to talk about. And it's, you know, it's not the physical act that's the real problem. It's the political act that goes on behind the scenes that y'all didn't see for Katrina and you're not seeing now. It's the same thing. And I got to see it twice in a big way, and I want to explain to y'all what I see, and so that you understand who's running the show and who you need to be yelling at. And if you're not yelling by now, there's something seriously wrong with our country, and y'all are supposed to be doing your part here. You know, you had 50,000 people, probably most illegal, walking down the streets of Arizona trying to protest a law that was already in place by the federal government, and the state said, well, we're just going to enforce it. It was already in place. What are they protesting? But they're walking, 50,000 of them, you know? And this is a foreign company that comes in and can destroy you, and the president gets on TV and says, we don't have the power to do anything. Well, that's what you heard. Don't boo me. That's what you heard. That's what went on. That really happened. And I think y'all need to be checking into some things if that's going on. Because that's more dangerous than oil itself. I'm sorry, but, you know, this is Memorial Day, right? And we're supposed to be talking about freedom, and what's going on right now in the government has got nothing to do with the freedom that you think you have. I mean, you ain't got that kind of freedom, put it that way. When you have a company controlling the Coast Guard, that's something wrong with that. The president's supposed to do that. That's the president's job in a disaster. The Coast Guard he's the commander in chief. You turning the keys over to British Patrol? That's something going on. It ain't him, dude. This has been going on, and I've been talking about it for years, and nobody wanted to hear it. Well, now we can talk about it, because I didn't make this up, and my story hasn't changed in the last 20 years that I've been trying to tell people what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's not. We got a lot more than this. This is just one thing. I really want y'all to start paying attention. I suggest you go take a little trip because you ain't going to get news. If you care and you really want to save what's going on and really want to save your little nest egg and your freedom to have one, you need to go check out what's going on down there because they found ways down there of getting rid of you and taking your property and you don't own it anymore. You know, that happened for, you know, a lot of people during Katrina. Hundreds of thousands of people lost their property and just left. They had to go, you know. And those are by man-made things. That's not, the flood don't drive people away. It's the politics, the system drove those people away. You know, people in charge, people with machine guns drove those people away. And you know, who's talking to them? Who's telling them what's going on? Who's in control of them? Well, it's been oil for a while and y'all haven't seen it. But maybe now you're gonna believe it. Because it's there and everybody's admitting to it and y'all need to do it too. And the only way to get off of that stuff is to put your foot down and start watching who controls that stuff and what's happening to it and how it's being wasted and how it's being jacked around with the price and how it's in everything. Aspirin is an oil product. Y'all didn't know that. Everything that we got on the paint on the tables is oil product. Those glasses are oil product. Everything. It's in everything. Pharmaceuticals, all of the things that they use to operate on you in the hospital are made from oil products. You know, it's not just easy to say, oh, we're just gonna stop burning that in our car. You know, it ain't that easy. But y'all gotta understand what it is so that you know what to do next. Because the real freedom that we have in this country is the freedom from governmental control and our for the freedom from somebody else controlling our government and taking our resources and being able to displace us. You know, we've seen this more than once now. It's time to step up, people. I'm sorry, but I ain't making this up. And I do care, and that's the only reason I talk about it. I do not like talking about this. This is the part that sucks. The music part is getting me through the rest of the shit that sucks. And the sense of humor. And you know, we can joke around, we can have some fun. And we always gonna do that because sense of humor can get you through a lot of things and music also does the same. And that's why I like both of them equally as much. So feel free to laugh on my account and don't take anything like an asshole, okay? Don't be an asshole about the comedy, all right? Be a masshole, right, not an asshole. There's a difference. A masshole says fuck you with a little smirk. That's how you know. Cause they ain't got that little smirk if they really mean fuck you. You see, y'all know. All right, I'm gonna play some more for y'all. I'm sure a lot of stuff will be Louisiana stuff tonight. Yeah. Well, I guess it's gotta be fuck from there. So. Okay, I'm sorry I didn't have the New England show worked out for y'all. I would have tried to play some other stuff. I'm not my Steely Dan and these will work. I'm not very good at that part. That's all I could think of at the last minute. When the pressure was on and everybody's watching and waiting for something. And listening. Alright. Let's play some music, alright? Yeah! I hear you, brother. I'm gonna do this one for y'all. It's all right. Thank you. much more am I supposed to change? When I left, I had some dry cornflakes for breakfast. Not as a ball from a T-Bone steak, I'm telling that flavor. Thank you.
I was waiting for him to give me something, but it wasn't. Well, after they watched me bust a string on the other one, they really don't want to get up here and perform for y'all. I'm talking about my puppets that I keep in my little ventriloquist case right here. That's right, I'm throwing my voice through the guitar. Have y'all heard it yet? Okay, good. It's working, y'all. I'm calling my mama. I'm gonna tell her y'all sit high. And that is working. Don't worry about it, it's gonna be all right. All right. I'm gonna play one more, I'm gonna take a little break, and come back and play a bunch more. So that means that when I stop for a little while in a minute, that doesn't mean it's over. Just to let y'all know. And don't yell for an encore like it's over. But then again, y'all should yell like an encore for after every song, because then it would feel like, wow, that was a hit. Yeah. Oh yeah, thank y'all. One lady got it. That's all right. All right, that's Corey Duplichet on the bass right there. From Baton Rouge on the drums is Doug Gay back there. Keep it going for Tab, everybody. Mr. Tab Benoit, the home of Louisiana. Thank you.
If I could roll back my time and make it there, Lord, I'd be alright. But I might need you, New Orleans, every night. And I don't know where I'd be without you.
You see, you feel better already, don't you? I have this whole fucking philosophy. Life is a series of well-timed fuckets. It says a lot. Because some people say fuck it and come up with something new and make an invention out of it. You know, like, fuck it, let's try this. And some people say fuck it and you don't see them anymore. Let's try this. That was a bad time, fuck it. You didn't fuck that, you didn't say fuck it at the right time. If you'd done it at the right time, timing's everything. Especially when it comes to fuck it. I'm gonna write a book, y'all gonna, I'm gonna lay it out, I'm gonna have a graph and everything, so it'll be easy to see. You can open a page and you can see fuck it all over that page. This is how fuck it works. Alright, I'm gonna say fuck it right now and play for you. That's how I got out here anyway. I never really practiced this stuff. I just come up here and say fuck it every night. Y'all have been watching me learn how to play music every time y'all come see me. It's always a little different. Sometimes, you know, there's some bad time fuckers in there. I know I got them. But I'm a human being. I just ain't no goddamn machine up here. You want a machine? Go buy some tickets to go see. What's her name? Miley Cyrus or something, you know? What? Come on, y'all think she's been really singing the whole time? This, huh? I still didn't understand that. Don't pick on children. Take the words right out of my mouth. This ain't no shit she played in New Orleans. I can talk about this shit, man, because I do this for a living. I work it. This is not, I'm fucking trying. She played in New Orleans and said she was too sick to sing, but they said, look, you people paid the tickets to see you, so they gotta see you. And she played like 3 songs and then walked off the stage, and then they brought a stool out there and she sat on the side of the stage while her music's going on and people are dancing and she's just sitting there. And the whole show's going on, and dancers are dancing to the song, and she's still singing. I'm not telling y'all this because I was there, but somebody told me that went and brought their kids, and I'm like, yeah, that was a bad time, fuck it, for him. Fuck it, let's take the kids to see Miley's eyes. Shit. $400 a ticket for that? Watch her sit down and wipe her nose. That's fucked up. That's when fucked up comes in. That's the next chapter. This is how some people's fuck it end up being fucked up. So yeah. This is real play, no tricks. And hands on. I like pisser too. I like the way y'all said pisser. That ain't pisser. That's a wicked pisser. See how much that makes y'all laugh? What, how y'all said? Piss up. In that shit with a ah. Piss off, motherfucker. I like it like that, yeah. That means something when you end it with ah. Fuck that ah. Fucking ah. Alright. This song about a mythical creature that can be compared to, like, you know, a Sasquatch or a Chupacabra type of figure, but not anywhere in that same genre of mythical creatures, just a different genre. Like, you got your blues, and you got your Zydeco, and you got rock, and you got Miley Cyrus genres. This would be a genre of swamp creature. Now, I don't know what it looked like. I don't know if it was canine, feline, but it might have been a little of both. I don't know. Maybe a coyote fucked a bobcat and came up with a stagolina. It sounds something like it could be. Like that. I don't know. It could have been a little of both. All I know is it was my grandpa would use it on us when my parents would drop us off at his house. Try to scare us into going to sleep. Because he would say that if you don't go to sleep, boy, the Stagolina is gonna come and get you. Now that means if you're sleeping, Stagolina won't eat you. Even though you're easy to eat because you're just laying there unconscious, Stagolina gonna walk right past the easy ones to eat and go after the ones that's jumping on the bed. For some reason, they taste better on a mattress. I don't know. With a lot of adrenaline. Maybe they like the taste of adrenaline on a bed. Especially them old grandpa beds, too. You know, the ones with the springs that hit you in the back? Because he wore it out, and now that's your bed. When you come over. It's like, I can't go to sleep on this shit. Well, you better, or the stagolina is going to eat your ass. All right. That's a lot to deal with as a kid, man. So you got to stay up and look for it, but you got to go to sleep or you're going to get eaten by it. You can't say fuck it to the stagolina now. That would be a bad time to fuck it. At least that's what I was told. So I went to swamp looking for it, and it came out with a song. That's all I could get from it. I never found one, never no tracks, or any scratches on the trees, or didn't find any stacolina turds laying around, or anything like that I could study and see what they've been eating. Or who they've been eating. So, yeah, it's a pretty scary thing, huh? Well, that's why I made a song about it, and the frogs helped me to write this. Well, I'm only
Thank you.
There ain't no Elvis. Down, down.
asshole, my fuckers. Come on.
I'm an asshole.
I just gotta get rid of it so it don't hang up on the string. And then I can slide freely amongst the fretboard.
Bite it!
Yeah. Play what?
Bite it!
Oh, bite it.
Bite it!
Y'all don't know where my finger's been. It's been all over the guitar, man.
Wait one time.
Wait up.
Several things.
Okay.
You ain't Miley Cyrus, fuck it.
That's right. If I was Miley Cyrus, I'd just sit here on the stool and look at y'all while Corey and Doug play.
It's
like, what's up?
Watch that.
I'm sick. Here. How about that, huh? That's right, even Molly Sarge has to play sick, huh? Her icky breaky dad couldn't do nothing for her. We're gonna do that one for y'all right now. Okay. I'm glad y'all said no. Don't show that we really know it, Corey. Come on. We've had to play that. Oh, man. But you see, this is why y'all don't have to play it over here. Because the only reason people still play that song, and they really do, is for line dancing. And y'all ain't got no room for that shit in here. We are not moving tables so y'all can line dance. Have y'all seen that stuff before? I know, but it's still going on. It's like still happening. Basically in Homa. It's about the only place left that really has line dancing. Icky Breaky Heart is a line dancing hit. That's what started it. Ronnie Millsap started that shit. He can't even see him dancing. He didn't even know. He didn't even know that they were doing this. Somebody had to explain it to him later on. That he invented a line dancing song. He's like, great, what is that? It's like, it's gonna be big in Homa. And it can break your heart fit right in. There's a handful of them. What's some of the other line dancing songs? That's it, you just play them two back to back. Oh, no, Mustang Sally. Oh, and Darlene.
Darlene.
Yeah, y'all ready? Tev's line dancing party. Later on, we're gonna start clogging. We're gonna really fuck y'all up. They'll do that in Homa too.
We stroke it.
I stroke it too. That one, I kind of like that one. But you can line dance to that shit. It's just a little funky, you know. Tonight, if y'all notice, there's Corey Duplichan over there on the bass. That's a good one. Good choice. Too bad I'm not gonna play it, but it's a damn good choice. No, I'm gonna play it for you. But just for this one, I'm gonna say, fucking A. Fucking A. That's what it says when the, you know, when it has the thing about the author on the back, the cover. It just says Tab M. Wah wrote this book. Fucking A.
Is that where you sign it to?
Yeah, you know. I'm gonna put two and put your name, and my signature's already gonna be there. So when I do book signings, all I gotta do is go, alright, what's your name? Alright, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. That was really special of me to do that for you. Hey, Jeff, fucking A. Fucking A, you bought my book. Thank you, Jeff. Alright. Fuck it. Alright, y'all shut up. I gotta play now, alright? Stop laughing. You're making me self-conscious up here. Y'all laughing at me already. Come on, man. No, hey, y'all got the front seat. Y'all got the front table, so you know how early y'all had to call to get tickets to get that table ready? Did y'all reserve that seat? Yeah. That's how he got that table? Because he wore that shirt. That shirt got you the front table. So who did they kick out to put you in that table? Anybody you want. Holy shit. That's the next book I'm about to write. Holy shit book. Holy shit, somebody said fuck it. Fucking A. Did you get it on camera? Fucking A. Great fucking video. Let's watch it. Let's watch this guy say fuck it. That's what Evel Knievel did. He was my hero. Evel Knievel said fuck it. I get paid how much if I live through this? Oh, we ain't gotta test it. Fuck it. Put the ramp up, bring on the people. I get $6 million if I make it? No. If you survive. Oh fuck, that's easy. Fuck it. Bring on the people. Evel Knievel was the king of fuck it. Until it was time to trap himself into that homemade rocket. Y'all need to go back and look up that footage because I studied it closely because I was a big fan of stunts. Because I did a few as a kid. I did say fuck it and got lucky. Those are lucky fuck it terms. But I noticed something that was a little strange. Even as a kid watching Evel Knievel get into this homemade rocket, scared as shit. Because you can see the fear in his eyes. He's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said fuck it this time. Because the main thing is they built two of those. They were homemade, handmade rockets in the backyard. They were pumped full of steam, right? And they built two. They sent one over with sandbags in it to equal the amount of weight that Evel Knievel was going to have. And it went straight to the bottom. And he still said fuck it after that, alright? I mean, they did a test fuck it and he still went. But then I remember seeing the helicopter shot, and here's the ramp. It's like this angled piece of pipe that this fuck it rocket is on. And if you looked on the other side of the canyon, there was no landing area that was prepared, or there was no mattresses out there with some springs sticking out. They didn't put any foam in there. It was just rock and rugged. It was like they didn't even touch the other side. What the fuck? They didn't even build a landing area? Whoever built that rocket knew it wasn't going to go all the way across. It's like, all right, don't worry about it. Fuck it. You ain't got to do anything with the other side. It ain't going to go that far. But he's going to get $6 million and he's going to give us some if he makes it. That's fucked up. See? Second chapter. It all fits. So I learned a lot from Abel Knievel. And Elvis should have, because, you know, they wore the same outfit. And I feel like if Elvis would have been wearing a helmet, he would still be alive today. Bathroom can be a dangerous place. A lot of people get hurt in the bathroom. How many times I know everybody in here knows somebody that slipped and fell with something coming out of the bathtub and broke an arm or a leg or a hip or something. It happens all the time, you know? More than people getting in fucking motorcycle wrecks and shit. People like, fuck, that's dangerous. Don't go in there. It's a bathroom. Need to put some stickum on that. Y'all remember stickum? Oh, that was some good shit. You don't believe that the defensive backs in the NFL would like just cover their whole outfit with stickum. So that if the ball just got near them, it would just stick to them. I got it. Y'all remember that? They have like 5-gallon buckets on the sideline and they douse themselves in it. Y'all remember that? I gotta play now. I don't know what I'm drinking, but that ain't the same shit I started with. What is that? Who bought that? Who bought this? Nobody's claiming? You did? Who's you? Where are you? What is it? What is it? Really? Somebody's been skimming out of the bottle. And replaced the kvassi with something else. Or maybe it's a new bottle and I haven't tasted a new one in a while. Yeah, somebody said fucking put something else in there. Alright, I'll drink it anyway, fuck it. Thank y'all once again. I love y'all.
Last night I got loaded on my good news.
Sing out of tune. Especially when their voice is changing, you know? Them adolescent frogs. Before they get into the big, you know. They gotta go do, you know, they got a little squeaky thing they do. But right in the middle of that, there's that Peter Brady frog. Some of y'all laughing, the rest of y'all are like, what the fuck is he talking about? I don't care, because I'm going to have a good time as much as I can out here. Those of y'all who don't like my language, fuck y'all. Because that, you know, is a time for fucking, and that's how I got here. And so did y'all. Unless y'all were hash or something else. I mean, somebody came down and fucked somebody and you got here. Could have been an alien, I don't know. They probably like something. I think we probably came from frog. That's why I talk about them so much. Because the frog came before the chicken. Everybody said, oh, shit tastes like chicken. Bullshit, tastes like frog. Chicken tastes like frog. That's right, because something fucked the frog and the chicken came out of that. It was, you know, probably like a buzzard fucked a frog and the chicken came out. But they both lay eggs, you don't know. I mean, you know. What came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know. A buzzard fucked a frog, there came a chicken. I don't know. Or maybe the frog fucked the buzzard. I don't know. I really don't know how those two could fuck in the same thing. You know, I don't know. I'm gonna look into it though. I'm gonna get back with y'all next time I come and we're gonna discuss it. And, you know, I'm gonna have a detailed outline and a graph. I'm gonna put up on the stage on an easel. Because graphs on easels seem to get things done. I don't know. That's what I see on C-SPAN. Oh, you got a graph on the easel? Sure, come right in. Let's see what it says. Yeah, fuck, 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 fuck. All right, we're fucked. All right, next. Frog fucked a buzzard, chickens came out. Here's the graph. Oh yeah, okay, cool. Next. So everything tastes a little bit like frog. Just ask the buzzard. I like frog. Y'all ever eat frog? Oh, frog's good eating. You gotta eat some frog, man. Fuck no, it tastes like frog. When I eat chicken, I'm going for that frog flavor. That's what I'm thinking. I'm eating chicken, I'm thinking frog, you know? Y'all, you see, I grew up in a swamp, so frog was available. Frog's easy to get. They're sitting right there and they're burping at you. So, on that note, hi. I'm gonna play one more. Act like this is the first and the last one all at once. Hey, welcome to the club. All right, bye. See y'all later. Thank y'all for having me back here in Northampton, the Iron Horse. Thank y'all so much. It's a great place to play. Beautiful sound. Thank you so much. Sounds just like me. Whatever that is. Soundman didn't never said fuck it all night long. He did a great job. Y'all give it up for Soundman.
him, I sound like.
Because I really want to go. So I can go up to her and say, what the fuck are you doing? You gotta fucking sing. You can karaoke these days and get away with it. Look at American Idol. There's people making a living off of fucking karaoke. Like big. They're like the top champion karaoke people ever. Like, dude, I kick ass on karaoke. I kicked the whole country's ass. I'm like the karaoke fucking champ. You want karaoke? Let's go to Holiday Inn right now. Fuck, let's go. Karaoke your ass in the ground, motherfucker. The Simon Cowell, motherfucker. That's rhyme. Millie
Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli, yeah, they started. Yeah, but they weren't even karaokeing. They were just dancing and mouthing. They were Miley Cyrus in this, what they were doing. Or is it Miley Cyrus or was Millie Vanilli? Millie Vanilli. Is that a word? It is now. Fuck it. One more song. I'm gonna add a coke for y'all on the way out. Here we go.
Come on. Mr. Tapman Wild, thank you all so much. Give it up for Tap, everybody.